Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the summer of 1848, clouds of crickets swarmed into the Salt Lake Valley and threatened to destroy Mormon crops and fields. Just as the crickets were about to devour everything in sight, seagulls miraculously appeared, eating the crickets and saving the Mormons from sure disaster. The seagull has been revered in Utah ever since. Temple Square's Seagull Monument was dedicated in 1913 to commemorate the 1848 miracle, and in 1955, the California gull became Utah's state bird. But what about the crickets? Archaeologists have found evidence that prehistoric people living in the Great Basin ate sun-dried crickets and grasshoppers washed up on the shores of the Great Salt Lake. Similarly, Paiute, Goshute, and Shoshone people have long valued insects as a primary food source. Southern Paiutes harvested the crickets by driving them into trenches lined with dried grass and brush, and then lit the trenches on fire. In the severe river drainage, crickets were driven into nearby streams with willow branches, scooped up in carrying baskets, and taken home to roast. Once harvested, crickets and grasshoppers were ground into meal for cakes or mush. Western explorers called the concoction desert fruit cake, and some of them said the delicacy tasted quite good, like sugar used by the white woman in her cakes. In contrast with their Anglo neighbors, Native Americans would have viewed the 1848 cricket invasion as a true godsend, like manna from heaven. They had the right idea. Sun-dried grasshoppers are 60% protein, 10% carbohydrate, and have approximately 3,000 calories per kilogram. Crickets contain similar nutritional value. So it seems the seagulls are this story's real culprits. Crickets would have yielded far more calories than any crops the pioneers hoped to harvest. But culture dictated otherwise. Crickets and grasshoppers were not the diet of civilized society. So maybe we really are what we eat. Roasted cricket, anyone? Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Rebecca Anderson. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.